Hello, everyone.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Hello, everyone. We're back. So, my name is Dr. Guy, and you guys are tuning in to Dr. Guy's Gumbo Talk. So, we've been away for a little while. We're really excited to be back. Several of you guys asked when we were going to be back, and so 2019, brand new year, we're back. My co-host is with me. Hey, Steve.
Hey, what's going on, Dr. Guy?
Nothing. Are you ready to get into this topic tonight?
I'm ready. I know that, you know, you and I have continued to have some pretty heated conversations without having the listeners to be privy to what we've been saying, but I think we've both been running to a lot of the people from the audience that we used to have, at least, and wanted to know they wanted us back to see what we had thought about a lot of the things going on, and I'm excited to give the people what they want.
Absolutely. Like, there are so many topics that we have talked about offline, and so we want to kind of bring some of those topics on the show. And so tonight, and you know what, we always seem to really come back to dating and relationships. Like, we never get away from those shows. And so and I don't know why that is, but those definitely seem to be hot topic areas that most of our listeners want to talk about. But for the most part, people are always talking about relationships, whether they're in a good one, a bad one, not in one at all. And so being that we have just concluded a week of love and Valentine's Day and all that, we thought it would be befitting to kick off our show for those folks who didn't have an opportunity to share it with somebody. They can get a head start for next year. So our show topic tonight is how to date successfully online. And so in 2019, Steve, do you think that there are any listeners that just don't know how to date online? You know what? I'm not even going to ask that question because I know for a fact that there are people that don't know how to date successfully online. So tonight, I think that this is a good topic for us to talk about. So what are your thoughts about it?
Well, I've been involved in online dating before it was, I guess, acceptable. So I do have a different take on that. Like, you know, initially it was something that was kind of frowned on, especially, you know, in your communities of color. You know, it took off in some other genres a lot faster before it became, you know, something that was a little bit more acceptable for people of color. So I do have a little bit more of experience because, you know, I was one of the people that started first and, you know, got all the arrows in my back from the Indians that were telling me I shouldn't have been doing it. So there's somewhat of a learning curve to it, but I think that it kind of mirrors what is going on in society. Like, at this point, everybody's pretty much their own media company. You know, your online profile, whether it's your LinkedIn, your Facebook, your Twitter, your Instagram, and there are a myriad of other apps that you can use to indulge in online dating depending on what your interests are. So I think that there's a specific way that people should go about it that I'm, from what I'm seeing, you know, it's not being done correctly a lot of times, at least from, you know, what I'm seeing.
You know what's interesting? So you start off by saying that you have dated online in the past, even when it was frowned upon. And so I do think that even in 2019, a lot of people still frown upon online dating. And so we were at an event this past week, and we were talking about the online dating thing. And so we brought up Black Planet, and some folks are just not old enough to even know what Black Planet is. So if you know what Black Planet is, we know how old you are.
Right.
We brought up Black Planet, and then some people kind of frown like, no, not Black Planet. And so what do you think the stigma is? And I have even had conversations with some clients as it relates to online dating, and they frowned upon it like, oh, no, heavens forbid, I can't do that. So what do you think it is? Why is there this stigma about dating someone that you met online?
I mean, honestly, the narrative isn't what is acceptable at this point for people in certain age ranges. You know, for you to say, oh, well, I met, you know, my significant other through an online dating platform tends to suggest some type of dysfunction on your behalf to a degree, that you couldn't find this person organically. And the narrative about how people met is always, you know, embraced or told over and over. So I think some people just don't want to have that, you know, dry narrative that you clicked and she clicked and that's how it all started. But like I said, I think that's just within certain communities. There's other communities where it's not necessarily as big of an issue.
Do you think it's more generational? Because obviously we are old enough to remember times where we did not have the internet. So there was no such thing as online dating. But I would imagine that if you're someone who's under the age of 30, that potentially you wouldn't be as opposed to online dating as someone, let's say, maybe 40 and over. So do you think it's a generational thing too?
Well, I mean, I think it's depending on how comfortable you are with technology. You know, I tease everybody that I am a 40-year-old millennial, so I don't have any problems with technology.
40 plus.
Never
you're
really
40,
have.
You're a 40-plus something millennial.
Right, 40-plus something millennial. Yeah, you know, 40-something plus millennial. But I've always been comfortable with technology, so those things don't really bother me. Whereas, you know, I think people that, you know, have these narratives about, you know, the Craigslist killer or, you know, somebody's going to dump you in the woods after a date. You know, there's always the stigmas or the paranoias associated with, you know, some of those narratives. So not saying that those things can't happen, but, you know, you have to be wary of, you know, who you're dealing with. And I think that's something else people kind of have to understand. There are certain people that date online because they don't have time, and there are other people that date online because there's just something wrong with them socially anyway. So you kind of have to differentiate what those things are.
Now, and when I've talked about online dating with potential clients, the reason was many of them just didn't have the time, right? Like when you look at their schedules, when are they out socializing or they have that opportunity to socialize? You know, it's kind of work, home and bed, right? And maybe some time on the weekend. And so unless you're meeting this person at the gas station or the grocery store, when do you really have an opportunity to date, to even find someone? So for me, when I think about why there's a stigma attached to it, I think about really the pros. And I did hear you when you say that some people have a stigma because there's this fear that this person could be a serial killer. Well, truth be told, is the person you meet in person could still be a serial killer. So just the fact that you know, met this person online doesn't necessarily mean that there's something wrong with them. And maybe that's why the stigma has been attached. And you said that maybe this person is socially awkward or in the age of catfishing. Maybe this person just isn't who she or he says that they are. Maybe that's why there's a stigma attached to online dating. Not really sure. There are definitely so many, you know, possibilities and reasons why. But I'm so surprised to continue to hear that in 2019, to see people kind of frown up when they hear that people meet online. And my thoughts are, if you're meeting online, right, aren't you looking to connect with someone, right? So at the end of the day, however you met this person, does it matter?
Well, like I said, I think that from a standpoint of gender equality, it does. I think that women don't want to tell their girlfriends that they met their fiancé online. That's not the fairy tale narrative that, you know, women have grown up wanting to have. Men, I don't think they care as much, as long as it's not transactional. So, you know, that is primarily, I think, where we get these things from. And also, like I said, I still go back to your ease of use of technology. So if, you know, we're dating ourselves, as me being 40 plus, you know, we were in a different world where you didn't get in the car with strangers, but now you get Uber. Like, you didn't tell strangers where you live, but now you do Uber Eats and DoorDash, and everything is delivered at your house. So it's just
That's
a shift
true.
In society. So it just depends on how much you're clinging to, you know, the generation that you were from versus, you know, what technology and what society is now. So that's why I think it's more of that. And when we talk about the awkwardness, like, you're not going to get away from, do you have a good sense of discernment or not? So if you're easily fooled by people in person, then you're generally easier fooled by people online. So, you know, I think there are definitely some ways that you can go about trying to cater to finding someone that would be a successful dating option for you. Throughout my use of the different platforms, I think one of the problems I see a lot of times with women is in their pictures and profiles. That's where everything is basically done. And then after the picture and profile, the interaction. So, you know, in marketing or business in society today, you know, you start off with an online interaction and you want to convert a sale to the customer, whether it's going online and purchasing something or going in a store. And, you know, the online dating world is no different. So, you know, your pictures would be an advertisement, and, you know, the profile is, you know, an extension of the advertisement. I think a lot of people are doing that wrong.
So, because obviously our topic is how to date successfully online, right?
Right.
Do you think that there are different, and I'm asking you this because everybody that knows me knows that I am just like opposed to social media. It is my nemesis.
Right, right.
And so
right.
I'm working on getting better with that in 2019. But I'm not opposed to it for other people. I just personally choose, you know, it's just not my thing. But if we were saying, hey, these are these different dating apps or sites that people could try, you know, there are only maybe one or two that I've heard about, and these aren't sites that people are looking to actually find love on. So if we're talking about how to date successfully,
we disagree about Tinder. I think that
Tinder, did I? I did not say anything about Tinder. You just said Tinder.
In the past. I think Tinder is a knife. Mm. It can be used to stab you to death, or it can cut the Thanksgiving turkey. Like, it just depends on the person.
I did not say Tinder. Now you said Tinder. Hey, I'm not here to judge the website. I'm just saying, potentially, are
right.
there sites that are for specific things other than I'm actually looking for someone to potentially grow a relationship with? Because maybe some people don't know. Like, I remember someone talked about Plenty of Fish, right? And to
right,
me, the name
right.
alone was just like, stay away from that website. the name alluded to this is not probably the best site for you to be looking for a serious relationship. But I could be wrong. I don't know. So I'm talking to someone who is the expert when it comes to this online dating game. What would you say about that?
I think, like I said, it can be a murder weapon, or it can be, you know, something you spread the butter on your toast. It just kind of depends on, you know, you as the person. You know, there's a lot of different sites for a lot of different things. Tinder, Plenty of Fish used to be a little bit more popular than it is now. You have a Coffee Meets Bagel. Bumble is another one. Bumble is like the female version of Tinder, you know, where in Tinder, you know, the male swipes and the female swipes, and when there's a match, both parties are notified. With Bumble, the woman creates a profile. When the male selects her, she's notified and she has to initiate contact. So there are different models for different types of people, but ultimately it still comes down to your pictures and your profile, which I think is pretty much at the core of what's done wrong most of the time.
So I stand corrected. Steve, as I say this, I put this out. I am like a, I need the book for social media for dummies. And literally, I really do. So when it comes to the whole dating online, I'm just going off of what people have told me. So I could be wrong about websites like Plenty of Fish. I stand corrected that it's not about the site. It's about how people market themselves on the site. And that's where there might be some issues. Like, how do you market yourself if you're on a site? Because you're the product. Right. I hate to say you're the product and this is what you're selling.
No,
but
no, I mean,
that just doesn't sound good. But that's really what you are. Like, I'm marketing myself to potentials. And so if you were talking about, you know, marketing your product, you want to be able to do that successfully. And what does that look like? And as a man, you're going to tell me a man's perception, experience about looking at women's sites and if they market themselves successfully. But I'm curious to know, do men even market themselves correctly on sites either? Because I know you're going to tell me women are doing it wrong.
Well, there are two problems with women. One is they're marketing themselves incorrectly. And two, which leads to them being inundated with male attention. So what tends to happen is women will get on and get overwhelmed, and they just kind of cycle on and off. You know, after 2 weeks of 300 messages, you're just like, I'm done. So which is kind of like the online dating universe with the apps really isn't configured for online dating. Is really a business model for them to make money. But if you're going to use it, there are some things you can do, like I said, in terms of with your pictures and your profile, it can kind of alleviate some of those problems. You know, generally speaking, you know, whether it's on Instagram or Facebook, you know, I do have, you know, my female friends that complain about, you know, random gentlemen approaching them and sometimes sending pictures of appendages and all kind of other things. So that doesn't change on your platform, but, you know, depending on like how you've marketed yourself, like a lot of the problems that I see with the women that in terms of their profile, we'll get to pictures later, is everything generally is configured to her and what she wants. So
yes, because it's what she wants.
So what ends up happening is you have someone who is approaching you who knows everything about you and you know nothing about them. And they're just talking to you in a manner to try to get you to think that they're going to provide what you told you you wanted on the list. So,
but, I mean, what else do they put out on their site if it's not what they want? Like, are they supposed to just put a picture up and be like, I'm dating, bam, done?
Well, you know, because you and I always have the discussion about monogamy and, you know, is that naturally occurring or a learned behavior. Whenever I see a woman who has a profile that is all about her, then I feel like she's not going to be into me. So I have to allocate a given amount of time of dealing with her and her foolishness, whatever that is, because she hasn't said what she's willing to give or do.
But why? Okay,
so because,
here's the thing. But if she's saying, this is who I am, right? I don't think a woman or a man, if we were talking about men, I don't think either of them can say what I'm willing to give and take with or who, because those things are contingent upon the person that they're with. So, for example, if I'm with Billy, I might not be willing to give this particular thing to Billy. But now I'm with someone else, like I'm with, you know, Ricardo. And with Ricardo, I'm actually willing to give that compromise with him because he's different. So I don't think that's something that a person can put on the site about what they're willing to give to the other person because they haven't met that person yet.
Well, what I'm not talking about a list per se.
Okay.
Of, you know, you're willing to, you know, cook on Wednesdays and wash my clothes, but there is, you know, that's why there's an art to media and, you know, public speaking and profiles and things of that nature. That's why people pay for their profile to get done a lot of times because they're not good with words. So
people,
you know, you
for
need
profile,
to be able
for dating. Oh yeah. Okay, I see what you're talking about.
Oh yeah, definitely. I've made a couple dollars a couple times, but that's my story. So you want to convey that you're not a selfish person. So, you know, if your profile is what you want and what you think and everything is about you, then you come off as a selfish person. So the people that you're dealing with are going to be inclined to either be beta and put you on a pedestal or more playerish and are going to kind of read into, you know, your strengths and weaknesses. And a lot of times that's why the women end up getting played with those specific type profiles. Because you haven't engaged me enough to know anything about me and what I like as well. So, you know, if you just tell me, hey, these are all the things I like, you know, or, you know, and not necessarily, you know, have any type of interaction to, you know, include the male in the dating process. You know, as we get, you know, we're in the, like, the swipe right, swipe left, pick me society, and everybody's got a short attention span. So,
absolutely.
You know, it doesn't take a whole lot for, you know, once you have a couple of these engagements, you'd be like, oh, okay, well, she's like this. So, you know, and then that can definitely go left for her. And, like, also the pictures, which we've, you know, kind of getting into, like, the pictures, there's nothing wrong with sexy pictures to a degree. But you still need to have something that's, you know, a little bit more showing you smiling, having fun, riding a horse. Like, you need to have something that's showing you, you know, having a hobby or, like, you know, being around people. Because we, as men, have those same fears that, you know, this woman is socially awkward and, you know, possibly is going to tie me up and stab me. So, you know.
Well, one of our listeners is chatting, and the listener is agreeing with you that profiles should not give away everything about the personality. It should be more of a teaser. And
right.
I would imagine that, you know, that makes sense, because if you give away too much information, then I guess there's no purpose in the person wanting to, they're not intrigued by you anymore because you've given too much away. So
right. And also the camera angle.
Well, you know, it's all about the angles and the light.
Well, but I know if you're taking a picture from up high, you know, that you probably are not confident with your size. Like, I mean, that's, those things are so telling.
The devil is a lie. You're not going to say that about taking a picture from an angle?
I'm saying the up high.
It was a nice picture.
The up high selfie generally is that I'm sure you're not comfortable with yourself. It's not that good of a picture if you took it. Like, if it's a selfie and you're taking it like that, it's not that good a picture.
Oh, okay. I'm going to sit with that one, because I'm sure you done heard a lot of people's feelings with the selfie angle one.
No, my thing is if you're a certain person, then be that person. Don't try to disguise it. That's what I'm saying. So when I see those particular angles, I think that it's more of a disguise.
Okay. So we're talking about, you know, how do you date successfully online? And one of the things that you're saying is how you create and set up your profile. So people have to be meticulous about how much information they're putting on their profiles, but what type of information they're putting on their profile. So if I'm looking for someone to date me, I want them to be interested in the activities potentially that I'm interested in. So you're saying these things should be posted on their sites, wherever they're, you know, posting.
Correct. Like, you know, like I like cupcakes. So, you know, I might post a picture with me of some cupcakes or a cupcake in general, because those are one of my interests. But it's not, you know, me in the kitchen making a cupcake. I don't make them. I just buy them. But that is something I'm interested in. So those people that like sweets or something would, you know, we'd have something in common. So you want to have some commonality, whether that's, you know, photography, hiking, kayaking, you know, whatever it is, that needs to kind of be included. So you'll have some type of activity that you all can kind of do together. But, you know,
now,
go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that we have some more activity in the chat room, and someone has disagreed with the fact that certain pictures taken at an angle implies that someone is not happy with his or herself. But You and I have had this conversation before, and what you have told me is that you have dated more women than I have, and since I have never, ever dated a woman, I have to defer to you because you're looking at more women profiles than I am, clearly. So well, I still disagree with that, clearly. The listeners,
I mean,
disagree with that, too.
I mean, that's fine. I can just tell you when I'm looking at a profile and the people that I associate with, this is some of our, you know, some of the rules that we come up with. It's like, oh, okay, well, that's, you know. Or we can kind of get into some other things, like, so why wasn't there somebody else to take the picture? Like, why did you have to take the, you know, like, you get into all the little nuances. So, you know, I'm giving you some general rules that me and my friends use. So
okay.
I'm not going to say that I'm right 100% of the time or I'm wrong 100% of the time. What I'm saying is the people that I associate with use these specific rules. But even for the guys that do even indulge in dating online, there's a whole group of my friends that don't even deal with that.
Okay. So those are some tips. The first set of tips that you have is to pay attention to what you put on your site, right? And that goes for men and women, right? Shouldn't be too much, but it should be something that provides interest about or things that they're interested in doing. Okay, following that.
Well, it goes back to another thing that you and I always discuss with women is sometimes you can get a little too in-depth about your educational background and some other things.
And we've
had
that conversation often
about
the educational piece.
Right. You know, I think that men don't necessarily care as much. Like, I always will think that's something that is a conversational piece at the time that's a conversational piece, but initially it shouldn't be a barrier to, you know, interacting with anybody. So, you know, a lot of times.
But I think maybe they put that there because they do want to attract a certain type, a caliber of person, right? I think women that may post their accolades, such as their degrees, want other men to know, or whoever they're dating, that don't come at me incorrect.
Well, men don't care. That's what I always tell you. Like, what did we talk about last week? That men are sex objects and women are sex objects. I don't care about your degree. Like, that's you and your friends. Like, y'all talk about that. Like, you know, you not having a degree is not going to stop a guy who doesn't have a degree from talking to you unless he's got low self-esteem or he's a beta male anyway. Like, that's not a barrier from talking to you. Like, you may think it's a barrier, but, you know, nobody don't care about your degrees. Whether you up for Supreme Court justice. If you're attractive and, you know, there's some cleavage on, you're going to get some stuff in your inbox. Like, it's,
we've had this conversation so many times, and I think about interactions that I have with my female friends and interactions I have with my male friends, and I would probably definitely agree with you when you said that women kind of focus on the degrees, right? Because it's important to, and I'm going to include myself in there, it's important to us because we've done the hard work to achieve that, and so we take pride in it. But I definitely do hear what you're saying is that men don't give a darn. And I think women realize that men don't give a darn because they'll leave the woman who has an MD or JD and go date Teresa who works McDonald's and working fries. So that's probably
Let's not go that far.
Let's be real. Let's be real.
She didn't even get to work fries.
She don't even have to have a job. Quit playing. Stop it.
That goes back to masculine and feminine roles, though. It's not about her being at McDonald's working fries. What it comes down to is she's more feminine than the other woman.
The devil is a lie. You're not going to tell me because she works at McDonald's, she's more feminine than the woman who has the JD or the MD.
What I'm saying is, if the woman who has the degree does not care about the degree. No, what I'm saying is if the gentleman who was married to the woman with the JD left her for a woman working at McDonald's, then 9 times out of 10, the woman at McDonald's is more feminine than the woman with the JD.
You know, that's another show topic where we're going to talk about alpha and beta. Right?
Well, that's alpha, there's beta, there's sigma, there's a whole lot of that. But, you know, there, what I'm telling you is there's no way that he's leaving the woman with the JD who's got an attitude for a chick that's working fries with the same attitude.
Really, you just gonna make the woman with the JD have an attitude? I'm just okay.
No. Well, I'm saying if they both have the same attitude, he's not leaving the woman with the JD to go to the woman with the McDonald's job with the same attitude.
Okay.
So
I have
but
to
like
take
you
your
said,
word
that's
for
a little.
That.
Well, I mean, like I said, that's a little bit off topic. We'll get into some of those dynamics a little later, but
correct.
It will just construct, you know, like I said, constructing your profile where it's engaging, talks a little bit about yourself, the things you like to do. And I think what I'm saying is there's a difference between the things you like to do and the things that you want. Like, women have these lists, and a lot of times that's what you see on those profiles is the list broken down into paragraphs. So,
like
you
what,
know, those
like
things.
What type of list do women put out there that's different than what men put out there?
Well, we talked about the educational requirements, a lot of times height requirements, you know, I don't want to say children. But,
see,
know,
so are you
children.
Telling me that women will literally post, like, I'm looking for a guy who's, you know, 6 feet tall and has a degree. Are you saying that's what women post? They post those things?
Yeah, they'll post those
okay.
things. Like, it just depends, but a lot of times you'll see those things. I don't have a problem with you know, specifying your religion because that's important. You can't really get around that. But, you know, as far as that, sometimes it's, you know, Greek affiliations, you know, your parents living dead, things like that.
So are you saying these are things that men feel are irrelevant topics, or are these topics that you're saying these are good topics that women, men should be posting on their profiles?
What happens a lot of times is you end up having so much information in your profile, there's really no need to talk to you. Like, those are questions you could ask through that initial process. And, you know, like I said, what also often happens is because women set up these profiles that are a little bit unrealistic, and they get inundated with responses and they cycle off because, you know, they get a lot of things that they weren't looking for. So I'm kind of saying if, you know, you kind of configure things a little differently, it may be easier. It's not going to eliminate those responses you don't get anyway, but there's a way that you can kind of try to limit some of that interaction. And also, like, what we also need to talk about is a lot of people just have a misunderstanding of their true dating value at points. And I know you and I have had this discussion
that.
As well.
You got to explain it. You got to explain it.
Well, we've always discussed that, you know, women may view themselves as prizes, and men may view themselves as prizes, but, you know, there's a difference between what you may think that you deserve or you should attract and what you actually are going to attract. So you may be holding out for a guy that you would never get anyway. So
this is where you and I disagree. We disagree because I feel like if you don't feel that you're worthy, then why would somebody else feel that you're worthy? So I'm supposed to, like, sell myself short because I think somebody else is going to sell me short. I disagree with that.
Well, I understand and I respect you disagreeing, but, and I think this kind of leads into what we were going to talk about for next week's show is having a dating plan. Like, the problem I have with those particular women is they will have a profile of their ideal mate, but if you ask them would their ideal mate want them, they will say yes because it's their ideal mate.
Right.
But they may not be cognizant of what that particular person might want in real life. Like, it's easy for me to construct, and you know, I always tease you about this, a woman who has Michelle Obama's class, Oprah's money, Serena's body, and is nasty as a porn star, and that's okay. But I need to really be cognizant of what that
she
woman
exists.
Would want.
She exists. I'm not saying she doesn't exist, Steve. I'm just not.
No, she doesn't.
I have faith that she's still out there.
I have checked the billionaires list, and she's not on it. I looked, there's like two women in Africa, and they're way too old, and they don't look like Serena. So going back to that, you know, while we construct this ideal man, you know, we have to be realistic about the numbers. And I always, you know, I'm in business, marketing, all kind of stuff. So I'm always about the numbers. So, you know, what's a good one that we used to do? We do the 666, right?
Six,
so
six.
The,
we used the 666.
Yeah. Right. The man who's over 6 feet, who makes six figures, who has a six pack. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, so I haven't done the numbers in a while, but I know off the top of my head, we could just start here. So they are roughly, if you're talking about just black people in America, there's like 40 million, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And out of that, about a little less than half are men. So, like, we'll say 20 just to make it easy, right? So,
you know, women outnumber men, but go ahead.
Right. So, let's see. The last time I checked, let me do these numbers real quick. So we said 20 million people in America. Three percent of the male population is over 6'2".
Mhm. Small population.
So that is roughly 600,000 people. All right.
I'm following you.
And what is it? The last time I checked the tax returns, they are, I think, 700,000 black men making over 75 grand. We're not even talking about 100. So, you know, we're talking about a very small part of the population nationwide that would be over 6 feet and make over 75 grand. So, you know, if we're looking for, like, I guess what I'm saying, if we're looking for less than 500,000 people out of, you know, 20 million, everybody can't find this guy.
I hear what you're saying. My part that I disagree with, I agree with the part that every woman is not going to find a 666. I get that. But I do disagree with saying she needs to know or he needs to know their dating worth, because then I feel like if I don't hold myself up to a certain value and believe that I'm just all that in a bag of chips, then the experience is that nobody else will. And what I've heard you say is that people, in particular women, need to be more realistic of their worth. And so I feel like I'm a 9, and you're like, well, you're probably at a 6, so you need to be okay with dating another 6. And that's where I disagree with you.
No, I'm not saying you're a 6. I don't know what anybody is. What I'm saying is, generally from what I have seen and the stories that I have heard, there are a lot of 6s acting like 9s. Because at a certain point, you need to be able to let me know why you're a 9, not just because you think you're a 9. What is it that makes you a 9?
Yes, that's
what I'm saying.
Anybody that says they're a 9, it's because they think they're a 9.
What I'm saying is, whatever reasons that these people think they're 9s may not necessarily translate to 9 in the male mind. So what I was saying is that there needs to be some type of configuration where that is more of a even playing field. Like, if you look at guys know, okay, well, I need to be successful. You know, I need to have my shoes together, my nails done, and those type of things. So there are not a lot of guys who just wake up and be like, I'm a nine. And that's how I feel about it. No, not at all. Like, you have to earn to be a nine. It's not just because you think you're a nine. Like, you have to outline why you're a nine.
Right, but I think the women that feel like they're a nine, okay, this is where you and I feel like we disagree, because I feel like if I think I'm a nine, it's because I exhibit these qualities. But then what you turn around and what I hear you saying is that the qualities that I believe make me a nine are irrelevant to you as a man, so I'm not a nine. Does that make sense?
Well,
like,
yes,
I could think I'm a nine because I'm educated and, you know, right. I make this amount and, you know, I pay my own bills. Like, I could say that makes me a nine. And you,
right,
as
a
man, you're like, I don't care. That doesn't make you a nine.
Well, what it goes into, and is, I guess, is going to lead into the other show we're going to do whenever we do it, is when you have described what makes you a nine, it is really masculine qualities. Like, you know, I'm glad that you make your own money and are educated, but, you know, as it relates to femininity, that is not highest on my list as a man. It's cool. I appreciate it. You know, I'm not going to discount that it's not an achievement, but as we're getting more into, you know, the Me Too movement, or, you know, red pill, blue pill, all of those type of things, MGTOW, you know, and as women describe their success and what makes them a nine as things that really put you in competition with men, is not something that men see is worthy of being a nine. Like,
I appreciate
you making your own money. I appreciate you paying. I mean, to me, like, when men hear that, it's like, well, I feed my kids. I think, well, you're supposed to feed your kids. They're your kids. Like, so when I hear, well, I pay my own bills, I'm like, well, that's good. Like, that's great. You're supposed to, but it doesn't make you a nine.
Okay. So going back to, for people that are dating and they're potentially dating online and they want to do this successfully, it really comes down to the profile, how they construct their profile, what's on the profile, and if the opposite sex values what it is that they are posting.
Right. Well, what I'm trying to say is everything that you're saying. It's like, basically what happens is I'm telling you, hi, Dr. Guy, I have this iPad that's $1,000. And, you know, it's like the rest of the iPads, but it's a special iPad. And you should pay $1,000 for this iPad, but I know you can get it in a store for $200. But mine's real special, because trust me. So, you know, there's really no reason for you to buy the $1,000 iPad, except I told you it was special. Well, you can get a bunch of other iPads, you know, for probably lesser, and somebody else is going to tell me the iPad is special too. So, you know, it still goes back to how you phrase things. Like, whenever you lead off with your education and what you want and those things, that's not really selling to the other party, which is in essence what you're trying to do. Like, so you need to be a little bit more, you know, inviting and the things you like to do and the things that you can do for someone, rather than I want all of these things.
Oh my goodness. So this is, we go back to this same conversation, and I cannot wait till we talk about the show on Alpha, Beta, Gamma, and all those various personality types, because what keeps coming up when we talk about relationships, is in particular when it comes to women of color, is that they have these masculine traits and characteristics that men don't necessarily value, right? But for a woman, those are her accolades, those are her accomplishments. But you're saying that she needs to scratch
that. I don't
that,
care about
and
your accolades
needs to
and
say,
accomplishments.
She needs
right.
to say, like, I feel like this conversation is really taking me back to, like, a caveman with a bat and hitting his woman upside the head and talking about, you're going to come with me. Because what's supposed to be attracting men is what you can do for me. That's what she's supposed to be putting on her profile. Like, I'm a wonderful cook, and I can bake for you, and I'm a homemaker.
I'm not saying that, but what I'm saying is there's a way to present yourself as being feminine. Not necessarily feminine and submissive are not synonymous. I think that's a problem that we're losing in translation. You know, there are some people that want that 1950s style of relationship, but that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm saying is you can convey yourself as someone who's intelligent and articulate without saying whatever degree you got or where you went to school at, you know, and what your GPA mm-hmm. was. And okay. you also can convey that you do like to do something that is exciting or fun. It could be you like to, you know, go down the zip line in Vegas. You know, you like to travel. There are things you can say that can kind of get a note of, you know, your affluence or what level you are financially without saying those things directly. So
I hear you, but I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, in some courses, I think you're right. Like, I don't want to go through a profile and read something that a woman wants me to do for her and be like, oh, I can do all of that. Like, it's not a job application. And I think that's
right.
kind of like if we get into, you know, if we talk about the who's the prize, who's not the prize, who's entitled, those type of things. And what I'm saying is if you want to be successful dating, I'm not saying that these people won't approach you and, you know, you'll have some interaction with them and they may go in whatever direction. But if you want it to be successful, there's a way to go about doing things that may not necessarily be what the women are doing.
Okay. I'll go with that. We do have a comment in the chat room, and the comment is, for men, as we're talking about how to date successfully online, if men mm-hmm. are dating online and hoping to meet a mate, they should not mention their sexual ability. No comment to that? Oh, okay. We talk all day about what a woman should not be doing, but
no. I mean, I think it's synonymous for men. Like, you know, men need to present themselves in the same capacity. Like, you need to be articulate in, you know, the things that you're versed in, you know, things that you want to share, you know, experiences you want to have, things of that nature. If you're being overt about, you know, your sexual prowess, then that leads that person to know, like, what you're interested in. Like, I don't think that, you know, it's necessarily a bad thing. That just may not necessarily be the person, you know, for you in that regard. There are some other, what do we talk about? There are other apps and websites for that type of behavior.
But we're talking about people that are looking to date someone that could potentially flourish and grow into a monogamous relationship with one other person, because we do know that there are other types of relationships. We're talking about the monogamous.
We don't have to, like, any situation. It doesn't necessarily have to be monogamous. Like, if that is, you know,
no,
that'll
I
be
was talking about
all,
a monogamous relationship.
No, I'm saying, like, if you're looking for some, you know, poly situation, that should be something that's discussed, you know, once you're, you know, interacting, rather than, you know, come on off like you, you know, want to be in a situation with multiple people from the start. There are specific sites for those situations, you know, so.
Right, exactly. And I'm just not talking about those sites. I'm talking about the ones who are just looking for traditional monogamous relationships. Now, granted, there is a arena for the throuples, but specifically, we're not talking about them tonight. I'm sure we will on a later show.
Well, you know, they pop up in, you know, the regular groups anyway that I've been a part of. They, you know, the
But that's something people need to be made aware of, though, Steve. Like,
wrong. Like, you know, that's like, I don't remember, like, we were laughing, me and my friends a while back. I think either I did or one of my friends had, like, swiped on this transgender person that we weren't paying attention to because they were attractive in their particular picture. And then went on in the profile and they identified themselves as a transgender. But, you know, it's a lot more difficult to know that visually now, depending on, like you said, how those pictures are configured. So, but yeah, I think, you know, just in general, you know, you need to have decent pictures. Generally, it's best if you don't take all your pictures, like I said, and they're, you know, and something, you know, maybe, you know, a little classy, maybe a little sexy, and something of some type of activity that you like, whether, like I said, it's food or, you know, zip lining or, you know, at the gun range or, you know, just something that kind of speaks to the activity or the gym, the activities that you like, and, you know, being a little bit more open in your profile description that is not so self-oriented.
Okay, so the takeaway is that people can learn how to date online by being cautious of what they post and not seeming too self-centered,
posting
things that show what they're interested in doing with the hopes that, you know, somebody else would be interested in doing that too. You know, if they like horseback riding, maybe they post a picture of them somewhere horseback riding. And then also that they are mindful about the type of picture that they post, something that is not too revealing, but appropriate, that doesn't send the wrong message. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, but, you know, as a woman, just be prepared for, you know, a massive response. It may occur, it may not. A lot of, like I said, my female friends have told me they just kind of cycle on and off because of the amount of attention they get. So, you know, it is a little bit of work if you want to go through a lot of those messages. But if you set everything up accordingly, it'll be a little easier in the end when you start getting your responses. Not saying that you're not going to get the crazy off-the-wall ones, but, you know, you'll stand a better chance of catching the attention of someone you might actually want to engage in a dating situation with.
Now, we do have another response from the chat room, and this person says the interest categories should take care of the details in choosing who you would like to date. And I would like to start by basic spell check and construct a well-thought-out description and some nice pictures. So that's probably something that people should be mindful of, too, when they're making these posts and creating their description. And you would think that this is an automatic, but the fact that the listener said this would imply that it doesn't always happen. So construct what you're saying carefully and use correct spelling and grammar. So thank you for that, listener.
Yeah, I think a lot of times, like sometimes people are a little bit too relaxed in creating a profile. And some people, you know, don't actually, you know, write in that capacity. So, you know, you'll find some people that, you know, do have some grammatical errors or, you know, may using the wrong words and there, those type things. But that also is an indicator of, you know, the individual. So I'd be mindful of those things as well.
Absolutely, and that's the type of person that may be turned off just by seeing errors in somebody's post. So that's something to be conscious about if you're posting or you're creating an online dating profile. Now, I didn't ask you this one earlier, but I do want to ask this because a lot of people I've heard debate about this when it comes to online dating. Does it matter if the person is paying to be on the site or if it's a free site? Like, do you think because you're paying for a site that there's, you know, a better pool of individuals, or is it just really random whether it's a non-paid or paid site?
Well, that's a good question. You do find a different quality of individual on a paid site because they've financially vested into the situation. Now, that's not going to say you're not going to get your weirdos and creeps because, you know, there are weirdos and creeps everywhere, but it will generally be a better paid weirdo or creep than someone who's using a free site. Generally, they have some better economic means.
I think that the feed in the chat room is saying it doesn't matter that whether it's a paid site or not, you still get crappy people. So
you might as well take the chance to go on a not paid site. I think the paid sites are a little better. It's the level of screening. Because you just can't jump on there. And, you know, like I said, they have a multitude of sites. You know, they have sites if you, you know, they do income verifications to make sure you make $100,000. You make, there's a lot of different sites out there. So it just kind of depends. But, you know, generally paid is better than not paid. You know, some you can use outside of the country. You know, there are various, you know, models that are applicable. So I tend to try to, you know, mix it up. So,
well, it looks like the chat room is saying unanimously, either way, paid or not, it's pretty much the same pool of people. So we'll let our listeners, you know, be the judge of that for themselves, decide
right.
which one they want to go to if they do decide to take this as an option. I definitely hope that in 2019, more people who may be or have some stigma attached to it are more open to this idea, because it has really transformed itself. When, you know, look back 20 years ago, what online dating looked like. Again, the internet was just really hitting. And
right.
so people who are like, oh, I'm scared, I might meet a serial killer, cooler, you can meet a serial killer in person. If you're one of those individuals, they do have other sites that do a little bit more screening. But you do have an option with the online dating to, what's the best word for it? You and I talk about this all the time. To put yourself out there more than if you were just doing face-to-face dating, because you just don't have the time. So
right.
it might not give you necessarily a better pool of people per se, but it gives you more numbers. So you have more options of individuals to kind of scroll through, whether it's a swipe left or right or whatever the scenario may be, and being able to find someone that you have common interests with and actually get along with. So hopefully people, you know, that were opposed to it may, you know, have a different perspective on how to date online.
Yes.
At least that's my thinking.
You know, I'm encouraged. I've, you know, like I said, been dating online for quite some time. You know, I was not going to tell any of my stories, whether they were good or bad tonight. I didn't want to scare anybody. Because I have
mm-hmm.
definitely put myself out there in multiple scenarios, good and bad. So looks like we're getting close to the end. I think we want to talk about next week, the dating plan, how to go about actually dating, you know, finding someone in your area, you know, setting up what that person looks like, what's your ideal mate's profile,
mm-hmm.
and kind of working from there next week. I think that's going to be pretty big. I think that actually will help, you know, you when you're still talking about your online dating. I think that's part of the problem with us is that we've gone to school and, you know, go to work and we got a plan, but very few people have like a dating plan.
And I'm looking forward to our topic next week because as we talk about the dating plan, there are some things that people don't include in their dating plan that they really should or even take into consideration that's related to their own personal experiences. And so we're going to talk about that next week. We're also going to talk about, is there a difference between hanging out, dating, and courting?
Oh,
and
man.
If men and women see those topics the same or if they see them differently. And so that's part of the dating plan. So we do hope that our listeners will stay tuned. Tell everybody we are back. As I would say before, Facebook it, tweeted, tell a friend, Dr. Guy's Gumbo Talk. We're back, and we look forward to hearing from feedback. If you guys have any questions or comments and you want to join in our discussion. So we will talk to you guys next week. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Dr. Guy. All right.
Everyone have a great night.